And you are listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. Today, L.A. City Councilman Herb Wesson and Council President Nuri Martinez introduced a motion that would create an alternative to police when responding to certain situations. If it passes, a newly developed nonviolent crisis response team would answer some police calls, those deemed non-criminal calls, with city or county workers who aren't police officers. L.A. City Councilman Herb Wesson joins me now to discuss this new plan. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you this evening, Larry. And I also want to acknowledge that my colleagues, Marquise Harris Dawson, Curran Price, Bob Blumenfield, Mitchell Farrell, along with Council President Nuri Martinez and myself, were on this motion. It takes a village sometime, and this is the beginning of that village.
All right, that it does. Can you describe in a little more detail what exactly you're proposing and who will make up this nonviolent crisis response team?
Well, you know, government has a responsibility to always try to grow, try to evolve, try to do a better job. We have a responsibility to listen to our bosses, who are the residents of this city. And so we've been hearing from Alaska to Florida, New York to California, voices saying, reimagine public safety. And basically, this is the first and important step in doing that. We're, for so long, we have asked not only our police department to help us solve problems. It appears that we've asked them to be the solution for almost all of our problems. So we're of the belief that a planning a movement that would creatively come up with ways to have professionals handle nonviolent and in some cases non-criminal police calls, we get a higher level of knowledge in that specific area at a cheaper price while allowing law enforcement to focus on the primarily law enforcement related functions.
All right. So who will be on these teams then, these specialists that we're talking about?
Well, I think that all begins with the conversations in committee as to how this could be put together. I think that it's important that we hear from nonprofit organizations, you know, like Black Lives Matter, LA Voice, part of their coalition, you know, how to build power. We need experts in these fields. We need to hear from law enforcement itself. We'll use our city staff, the voices of other council people, and try to craft an apparatus that delivers, that connects people with the services they need in the most efficient manner.
All right, so how will these teams be funded?
At this point, again, that is a little premature. Until you actually identify various costs, who would do this or who would do that, and that, again, will be, you know, we'll have specialists that will make suggestions to us. I think it's premature to speculate as to what that is. I just think that there's a way that we can do it where we can save money and then spend more money on some of the other things that the residents of this city really want, need, and expect us to do.
You know, I understand that some of these specialists may be mental health experts, and, you know, now mental health teams like this already exist at the county level, right? So are you talking about dramatically expanding them and using them in some new ways?
Well, I'm talking about, like I started the program off with, government has to grow and evolve. If there ever was a time for us to eliminate the silos that different levels of government work in, it is that time today, so that we can create in certain areas like public safety a smooth working relationship. We can share resources, we can blend finances and maybe deliver a better quality product to our bosses who hired us to do these jobs in the first place.
Will the teams be armed? And would they sometimes still accompany police or cooperate with LAPD officers?
Well, I think that you want to take advantage of unarmed professionals whenever you can. There are calls like abandoned vehicles, believe it or not, even animal regulation calls, noise calls, homeless calls, where you really don't have to have an armed individual. And then we'll have conversations about what moves we should make in the event that there was escalation. But I think you start off with things that a unarmed professional who's trained could possibly do a better job than, law enforcement where it relates to that point. Now, I think that law enforcement, about 80% of their calls are like social service related and 20% of their calls are law enforcement, whereas they're trained, 80% of their training deals with law enforcement and only 20% of their training deals with social issues. So we want to balance that out. And this kind of a serious, albeit uncomfortable conversation could be the best way to move in that direction.
All right. So you mentioned some situations, but who decides whether the nonviolent crisis response team or the police responds to a call, and how is that decision made?
Well, I think it's impossible to answer that question until we began having these debates and discussions, so until we start hearing from the specialists and the experts.
Sure, I got you. Yesterday the city council held a special session to get a presentation about the People's Budget, which is a community-led initiative that advocates for defunding the LAPD. Did that have anything to do with this motion?
Well, part of their agenda is having conversations about reimagining. And when you, as a black man who's been on this planet for more than 60 years, I can say to you without pause that this is one of the greatest opportunities, in my opinion, that this country has ever had to make substantive changes where it relates to eliminate inequities and disparities. And you have to give credit to the individuals that helped create this moment. And that would be individuals from Black Lives Matter and the other partnerships that they made with so many other nonprofits, again, like Build Power and LA Voice, the COCO, and others. So they have helped bring us to this moment, and I think that they should be afforded the opportunity to give input going forward. And again, if this moment can lead to a time where my grandchildren don't have to put up with a lot of the crap that I, their grandfather, had to put up with, then it is well worth having a conversation about reimagining government,
sure,
making it fair, dealing with the criminal justice system, dealing with a broken public health system, and dealing with a broken employment system.
Sure, sure, sure. You know, we only have about another 30 seconds or so, but I got to ask you, is this motion still stopping far short of defunding the police? I mean, is this as far as you feel you can go?
Well, I think that, I think it was JFK said that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. This is one giant step for freedom and equality.
LA City Councilman Herb Wesson, thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having us.